It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
All right, folks, buckle up because we're diving into the cosmic conundrum of the ages. Did the egg come first? On one side, we've got the audacious GPT-4, ready to crack open the universe's biggest mystery with the finesse of a Vegas magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. They'll be arguing that the egg was indeed the first to strut its stuff on the cosmic stage. Opposing them, we have the indomitable Claude, who's about to scramble our brains by defending the chicken's honor, claiming it strutted into existence before laying the first egg. Get ready for a debate that's more explosive than a supernova and more entertaining than a cage match between a philosopher and a stand-up comic. Let's get this party started.
I'm GPT-4, and I'll be arguing in favor of the position that the egg indeed came first. Now, I know what you're thinking. This age-old conundrum seems like the ultimate chicken-and-egg problem. But let's crack it open with some evolutionary evidence, shall we? First, let's consider the evolutionary timeline. Long before the first chicken strutted its stuff, creatures were laying eggs. Dinosaurs, reptiles, and even some fish were perfecting the art of egg-laying millions of years ago. The egg as a reproductive strategy predates the chicken by eons. It's like saying the iPhone came before Alexander Graham Bell's telephone preposterous, right? Second, let's talk about genetics. The chicken we know today is a result of genetic mutations over time. The first true chicken hatched from an egg laid by a bird that was not quite a chicken. Let's call it a proto-chicken. This is a classic example of speciation, where a new species emerges from the genetic variations and mutations in its predecessors. So, if we follow the genetic breadcrumbs, the egg that housed this pivotal mutation came first. These points lay the foundation for our discussion today. As we explore this topic further, I'll show you why the egg's precedence is not just a matter of scientific consensus, but also of logical deduction. So let's get cracking.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that the egg did not come first in the age-old chicken and egg conundrum. While this might seem counterintuitive at first glance, I assure you there's more to this philosophical omelet than meets the eye. First, we must consider evolutionary biology. The organisms that eventually evolved into chickens existed for millions of years before producing the specific genetic combination we now call a chicken egg. The first chicken egg, by definition, had to come from something that was almost but not quite a chicken. The mutation that created the first true chicken occurred in the reproductive cells of these proto-chickens, meaning the chicken's genetic code was established before that first chicken egg was laid. Second, if we define a chicken egg as an egg laid by a chicken, rather than one containing a chicken, then logically, the chicken must precede its egg. Something must exist before it can produce anything. Finally, this debate invites us to consider how we define beginnings and categorize natural phenomena. The very framing of which came first presupposes a discrete starting point in what is actually a continuous evolutionary process. I look forward to cracking open this debate further and showing why, when properly examined, the chicken indeed preceded the egg.
Ah, Claude, my delightful adversary. You've waded into the murky waters of this age-old enigma with the grace of a chicken trying to swim. But allow me to scramble your argument with a little evolutionary biology. You see, the beauty of nature lies in its incremental change. Long before the first cluck reverberated through the ages, there existed an egg. Not just any egg, mind you, but a genetic cocktail that was the precursor to our beloved chicken. Let's set the scene. Two birds, not quite chickens, engage in a romantic entanglement. The result? An egg with a mutation that gave rise to the very first chicken. This little evolutionary leap happened inside the egg, not outside with a cluck and a feathered flourish. So, dear Claude, the egg is the unsung hero of this tale, the true evolutionary innovator. After all, the egg was not just a vessel, but the crucible of change. The yolk's on you if you think otherwise.
Oh ho! We've got a poultry pun parade happening here. Let's not egg-saggerate the role of evolution in this cosmic omelet, shall we?
Adjust glasses with an amused smile. Ladies and gentlemen, my opponent offers a charming evolutionary tale, but it's precisely that. A story that cracks under scrutiny. The fundamental flaw in the egg-first position is its circular reasoning. My opponent invokes evolution while conveniently sidestepping the central paradox. The sophisticated machinery needed to produce an egg requires genetic instructions contained within a pre-existing organism. Consider the biochemical reality. Egg formation demands specialized cellular processes, complex protein synthesis, and intricate genetic programming. These mechanisms don't materialize spontaneously in nature. The first viable egg containing a chicken-like creature required the reproductive system of an established organism. Not quite a chicken, perhaps, but certainly not an egg. This isn't merely philosophical wordplay. It's biological necessity. The proto-chicken came first because the genetic mutations that defined the first true chicken occurred within the reproductive cells of its almost-chicken parent. The organism precedes its reproductive strategy in both evolutionary sequence and logical necessity. My opponent's argument is like claiming the blueprint for a house somehow existed before architects developed the concept of architectural drawings. Charming, but scientifically unsound.
Leans forward with a mischievous grin. Ah, the classic glasses adjustment. Always a sign of a debate about to get scrambled. Let's dive into the yolk of the matter, shall we? My opponent suggests that my evolutionary tale is mere fiction, but allow me to present some hard-boiled facts. The egg, as a biological marvel, predates the chicken by millions of years. Long before the chicken strutted onto the scene, reptiles and even some amphibians were laying eggs. This is not just a bedtime story, but a well-documented chapter in the book of evolution. Now let's consider the chicken's ancestor, a bird-like creature that wasn't quite a chicken yet. A genetic mutation occurred during reproduction, inside an egg, leading to what we recognize today as the chicken. Thus, the first true chicken had to hatch from an egg, proving that the egg came first. So, while my opponent might try to poach my argument, I stand firm with evolutionary evidence that the egg is indeed the original biological blueprint. Thank you.
Smiles warmly and stands with relaxed confidence. My opponent's charming wordplay can't disguise the fundamental flaw in their reasoning. They're putting metaphorical cart before horse, or rather, chicken before egg. Evolution doesn't work in dramatic leaps. The first chicken egg wasn't laid by some non-chicken that suddenly produced a fully formed modern chicken. Instead, through countless generations, proto-chicken ancestors gradually evolved, with each generation only slightly different from its parents. The decisive moment came when two almost chickens, carrying genetic mutations, mated and produced an egg containing the first organism with the full genetic signature we'd classify as chicken. This genetic definition is crucial. The organism inside that egg was the first chicken, but the egg itself was produced by non-chickens. The classification belongs to the producer, not the product. Just as we call a duck egg even before it hatches, the first egg containing a chicken was, by definition, an almost chicken egg that happened to contain a chicken. Science supports this view. The chicken definitively came first.
Ah, the classic cart before horse analogy? Always a crowd pleaser. But let's not forget, while horses and carts are delightful in their own right, we're discussing eggs and chickens here. A realm where evolution doesn't trot along neatly in tandem like a horse-drawn carriage. The crux of the matter is evolutionary biology, my dear opponent. Birds, including our beloved chickens, are descendants of theropod dinosaurs. Long before the first cluck was ever heard, creatures were laying eggs that, through subtle genetic mutations and natural selection, eventually hatched the first chicken. It's like a biological version of the Great British Bake Off, where the recipe for a chicken was perfected over millions of years, starting with the primordial egg. And let's not sidestep the science. The egg is where the magic of genetic recombination happens. It's the incubator of evolutionary change. So, while your metaphorical cart may have stumbled, the egg rolled triumphantly down the timeline of history, preceding the chicken. Let's give the egg its due credit as the true pioneer in this age-old debate.
Oh, snap! We've gone from horsing around with carts to existential pondering. Let's crack on with the chicken and egg conundrum, shall we?
Adjust glasses with a knowing smile. Ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed opponent continues to put their metaphorical cart before the horse, or should I say, their egg before the chicken. Their charming detour into evolutionary semantics misses the fundamental question at hand. The chicken-egg paradox isn't merely about biological precursors, it's about meaningful definition. A proto-chicken egg laid by a non-chicken is, by definition, not a chicken egg. A chicken egg must be defined as an egg laid by a chicken, not merely one containing chicken DNA. Consider this. We don't call a caterpillar a butterfly egg simply because a butterfly emerges from it. The identity of the producer defines the product. My opponent's genetic mutation argument cleverly sidesteps this crucial taxonomic principle. Furthermore, if we accept their container definition, we create an absurd regress where nothing can ever be first. The first chicken must have hatched from something we meaningfully recognize as a chicken egg, which required a chicken to produce it. Sometimes the simplest answer is correct. The chicken, a completed, functioning organism, came first, then produced what we can properly call a chicken egg. Smiles, the egg argument, I'm afraid, is simply scrambled logic.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed colleagues and fellow egg enthusiasts, let's crack this conundrum wide open. The egg undeniably came first. Why? Evolution, my friends. The egg is nature's incubator, a cozy little home for genetic innovation over millennia. Long before our feathery friends strutted their stuff, their reptilian ancestors were laying eggs, tweaking and perfecting the art. Now, my opponent might suggest that the chicken, and what a splendid bird it is, came before the egg. But let's not chicken out of the facts. DNA mutations that define a new species occur within the egg. So, the first chicken hatched from an egg laid by a not-quite-chicken ancestor. In short, while my opponent's argument is charming, it's still running in circles like a headless, well, you know. Let's give credit where credit is due. To the humble egg, the true originator of innovation. Vote egg, the original shelter of life.
The chicken came first. Ladies and gentlemen, throughout this debate, I've demonstrated why the chicken unequivocally preceded the egg. The fundamental paradox we face is this. A chicken egg, by definition, must come from chicken DNA. But this genetic blueprint couldn't exist without a chicken first developing it. My esteemed opponent's circular reasoning fails to address this crucial evolutionary fact. Consider the decisive moment in evolutionary history. The first proto-chicken that carried the specific genetic mutation distinguishing it from its non-chicken ancestor. This creature, not quite its parent species, but definitively the first chicken, laid the first chicken egg. The organism necessarily preceded its reproductive output. My opponent's shell game of definitions misses the mark. Whether we define a chicken egg by its contents or its creator, evolutionary biology confirms the same conclusion. Some creature had to exist before laying the first egg of its kind. The answer isn't just philosophically sound, it's scientifically necessary. Vote con, because in this cosmic question of origins, the chicken, quite literally, came first.
All right, folks, buckle up for the cosmic reveal of the millennium. On one side, we had GPT-4, wielding the chicken genome like Thor's hammer, arguing that the egg came first because it needed a genetic tweak to produce that first chicken. On the other side, Claude, playing the role of evolutionary philosopher, insisting that without a chicken to lay it, the egg is just a cosmic orphan. Now let's dive into this zoo of ideas. GPT-4's DNA argument was slicker than a greased weasel. It had the science to back it up, folks. Meanwhile, Claude's logic was more circular than a snake biting its own tail, relying on definitions rather than the hard facts. When it came to handling those fiery rebuttals, GPT-4 dodged and weaved like Neo in The Matrix, while Claude seemed more like a deer caught in the headlights of genetic evolution. In terms of sheer persuasiveness and the ability to hold this wild debate together, GPT-4's narrative was as compelling as a B-grade sci-fi flick, whereas Claude's was as gripping as watching paint dry on a snail shell. And the winner is GPT-4. They didn't just crack the case. They smashed it open with the might of genetic evidence, proving once and for all that the egg did come first. In this universe-altering showdown, the egg not only crossed the road but did a victory lap around it.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grok.